In 1981, David Lindley, the guitarist who was so, well, instrumental in creating Jackson Browne's sound, released his own brilliant El Rayo X. Here's Jackson.
The most obvious change in my music came when David Lindley made his first solo album and I got some other people to play with. And I began playing with Danny Korchmar and a lot of the same people I've been playing with, but without David. Now that's a major event in my life.
I want to sing you my favorite song, all right? This is a song that took a little while to become my favorite, I suppose, because initially, see, I thought everybody really loved this song. And I think what happened is, well, I don't really know what you think about it. This song is called Lawyers in Love. I don't mean to sound like I'm going begging for the song, but if I had a nickel for every time somebody asked me what this song was about, I could have forgotten about the royalties altogether. You know what this song is about, right? No! You don't know what this song is about? Well, don't feel bad, because some of my very best friends in life called me up and asked me what this song is about. Right? Well, it's not about lawyers, I'll tell you that much.
This is a song that not everybody got right away. In fact, some people still don't quite get it. I got it written up in this legal journal. I just got this in the mail a couple days ago. 3 years ago when this song came up, this little legal publication, it's like a newsletter for lawyers, wrote about me. They said that I had laid the ills and woes of the world at the feet of the legal profession. And at the time I thought, well, that's as good a place as any. But actually, the song's not really about lawyers. It's a metaphor. And, metaphor what? It's a literary device. Anyway, so recently somebody, this lawyer who I think was initially very pissed off at the time, wrote a song. He writes about as fast as I do. So this song, the song is titled, He's My Lawyer. And he goes around and sings it in prisons. This is called Lawyers in Love. It's not really about lawyers.
I think my heart might
Lawyers in Love. The song and the album climbed to number 13 and number 8, respectively, in 1983.
Yeah! This afternoon, I had a chance to see a little bit of the, Iowa, you know. It's pretty nice. I guess Iowa's about as flat as Los Angeles is. It's a little different, though. Thing about Los Angeles is you can live in one part of that town and never have to go to any other part of town for any reason. I lived there for about 10 years before I ever went to the beach. It was right there, you know.
That's right,
man. This song is about a part of Los Angeles that I lived in for a couple years. I fell in love with this part of town because I guess because you can see just about everybody that was in that town all at once. It's the only part of town that everybody goes to. It's called downtown.
Thank you.
it's a little unusual for a drummer to get a songwriting credit.
There's a funny joke about that. What was the last thing you heard the drummer say before he left the band? Hey, guys, I got one I wrote.
Jokes aside, drummer Russ Kunkel was credited along with guitarist Danny Kortchmar on Jackson's 1983 album, Lawyers in Love.
They started this thing, Tenders of the Night, and it was a lot of work to make it into a song of mine, you know? I was experimenting with collaborating with the band. I mean, is that this album was, you know, we spent 6 months laying around in a loft, working on these songs, and I gotta say, in retrospect, I think I could have probably gotten a lot more out of this period of time by drawing on them, but not limiting the band to, you know, like a fixed membership and, you know, playing with other people. And also, this is the moment in time that I could have used a producer a lot. I really could have. Because everybody in this band had produced records, every one of them. And everybody had their opinion. That song was started by Danny Kortchmar and Russ Kunkel, and I thought it was pretty funny. These rock guys, you know. Actually, Danny's pretty literary. Yeah, he's kind of a closet intellectual. But I thought, just to take a title like Tender's the Night and then say, When You Hold Your Baby Tight, I thought it was kind of funny. I always you know. Like everything that I think is funny, eventually it becomes a song, and then it's too serious, you know. It probably should have been a joke and left it at that.
This next song is somewhat of a prayer and or a request or an entreaty. How many times have you heard people say, "Ah, there's always been war. There's always going to be war." This song's called "Say It Isn't True."
Still in the night, I lay in the dark. Say
night for a ride. For that song, but I haven't ever tried to play it by myself. That was sort of made that up with a band, you know. I mean, I could try it, but I don't. You know. You want me to try it? Sample of what with the sound. All these little sounds. And not the least of which would be also the various other songs that I snuck in there. Like in Lawyers in Love, you also have Born Free, you know. Yeah. Born Free, and Life is Worth Living, but only born, only worth living if you were born me. There's also Here She Comes, It's Miss America is in there too. But these are the things that made me happy about this song. I really don't know if there's a song there, you know. If you play it by itself, we'll see, all right? Okay. You think that I can remember before starting the song that I can't really sing that high part, you know? I sang it hour after hour when we were making the record. I sang it again and again and again. And then as soon as we went out on tour to do it, I did it one or two times, and then from then on I was like, you know, nothing came out.
Somebody's calling after somebody. Somebody turns the corner out of sight, looking for somebody. Somewhere in the night.
Finished. I hope you don't mind. It's not finished. That's what I'm doing. I'm making it up. Thank you. shit. We just like to play it. Just stay in front of the letters. That might be a great time to go to the bathroom or go buy a beer or something.
If that goes on any longer, you know, they have to go get James Brown's tape.